5 commercial. Doors open at 6, show starts at 7, Friday, September 29th. Don't miss the Ozark Mountain Daredevils at the beautiful Granada Theater.
I've been standing on the rock, waiting for the wind to blow. I've been standing on the rock.
Be a part of the ESU Athletics Fall Classic Golf Tournament on Friday, September 22nd at the Emporia Golf Course. Check-in starts at 8 a.m., followed by the shotgun start at 9. All proceeds go to support Emporia State student-athletes. Registration includes course fees, golf cart, hole games, lunch, beverages, and a player gift bag. Register at esuhornets.com and click tickets, or call the athletics office at 620-341-5825. The ESU Athletics Fall Classic Golf Tournament, Friday, September 22nd.
School's out on Friday, October 13th, and the Emporia Recreation Center is hosting Beyond the Bell Day Camp for the kids to enjoy on their day off. We'll have crafts, sports, games, and more, along with swimming in our indoor pool. Available to kindergarten through fifth graders from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beyond the Bell will be at the ERC at 313 West 4th Avenue. Fee is $25 per camper, and registration closes on Friday, October 6th. Call 340-6300 or register online at EmporiaRec.org. Let the Emporia Recreation Center keep your kids active for life.
Today, text the word FAN, F-A-N, to the KVOE Bluestem text line 620-342-5863 for a chance to win a $25 gift card to the Sports Fan, the place to get your game day gear. The Sports Fan 524 commercial.
Hostess Brands is seeking a wrapper technician for their facility in Emporia. This individual would be responsible for machine setup, troubleshooting, and repairs, along with following compliance procedures in accordance with company standards. Electrical and mechanical experience are required. Starting wages will range from $48,000 to $80,000 a year, depending on experience. Hostess Brands offer competitive pay and a comprehensive benefit package. Please apply at hostessbrands.com. Hostess Brands is an equal opportunity employer.
And welcome to the USD 253 Emporia Showcase, KVOE Live and Local. I'm Ron Thomas, and we've got today's program coming up next. It's brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Looking for financial education help? Maybe want to use a calculator or budgeting tool? Check out Banzai, spelled B-A-N-Z-A-I, on ESFCU.com. Tools, calculators, courses, and coaches for your everyday financial education needs. Know a teacher? Refer them to ESFCU.com for free resources for their classroom. Text or call us for more info, 620-342-2336. Federally insured by NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
And welcome to the USD 253 Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder. And we got quite a lineup for you here this morning. Five of the teachers who have been nominated by the district and ENEA for Kansas Teaching Awards, they are all in studio with us here this morning. We're excited they're here, and we can't wait to get to talk to them this morning. But first, Allison, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Ron?
Made it through the rainfall up here this morning, huh?
We are very thankful. A little soaked, but we are happy for the rain.
Yes, indeed we are. Well, we like to kick things off with the hashtag Emporia Proud Moments every time we have Allison in for the showcase. And you got another nice list for us here this morning.
Yes, we do. Emporia High School senior Christine Miller was recently named a National Merit Scholarship Program semifinalist. Christine is one of more than 16,000 semifinalists for the 69th Annual National Merit Scholarship Program. She now has an opportunity to compete for $28 million worth of scholarships that will be offered next spring. So congratulations to Christine. We're excited to again partner with UKVUE for the annual Drive for Food campaign. Several of our schools are collecting non-perishable food items, and we are always proud of the generosity of our community and look forward to the success of this event and hope to have a large number of items for KVUE Food Drive volunteers to pick up on October 19th.
Yeah, we're excited, and thanks again for joining us. As part of our collections also this year, we'll go to Spartan Stop up at Emporia High School.
Awesome, and that is such a worthy cause.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you for partnering with us. The Student and Family Resource Office is collecting donations for the annual clothing drive. This year, we have a special emphasis on children's sizes. So if anyone has any new or gently used clothing items, please bring those to the Flint Hills Mall. That's a back entrance by the movie theater during the month of October. And if you have any questions, please contact the Community Relations Office at 341-2200. This week is homecoming. We're very excited about that. Students at Emporia High School are celebrating and participating in a number of homecoming activities. We would like to congratulate our homecoming candidates and wish good luck to all of our sports teams as they participate in the homecoming week games. So also this Friday, we are sponsoring, the district is sponsoring, our first ever staff tailgate celebration. We are excited to have our staff and their families join us before the game on Friday for lots of food and fun. And as always, we like that monthly construction update, and we've got a little bit, and we are coming to a close, which is just crazy. Emporia Middle School is 95% complete and on target for December 2023 completion date. Two banks of bleachers have been installed in the gymnasium, and the floor is being sanded. And when that sanding is complete, the finish will be applied and lines painted. And then once the floor is complete, then we need to have it free of any foot traffic for a few weeks so it can completely dry and cure. I just keep saying how excited I am about that new activity entrance because it is very, very impressive. Really anxious for everyone to see that. Village Elementary is 97% complete. The final part of the construction is the installation of air handling unit that is scheduled to arrive in November and then will be installed over spring break. Timmerman Elementary and Riverside Elementary are neck and neck with 57% complete. The concrete walls for the new additions are complete and a brick facade will be installed over the concrete walls during the next few weeks of both buildings. Roof panels will be arriving soon to be installed, and the fire marshal inspection at Riverside Elementary is scheduled for this week, and next week will be Timmerman Elementary, in early October, so that's a couple weeks away. And then William Ellen White Elementary is our final construction project, and that is nearing the end of the design development, and our team at McCown Gordon is working on cost estimates. And then we are anticipating that construction to begin the spring of 2024.
There we have it.
Very exciting.
Speeding along there.
We are.
Construction and speeding rarely go hand in hand, but
Very skilled.
You've
done
a pretty good job.
Yes, we've done a great job.
Well, that's exciting. All the progress, positive progress, has been made there. So always look forward to getting the construction update from Allison with our Emporia proud moments. I'm glad they're proud moments. We really are. So it's great to have these improvements, UST 253. Well, let's move forward here as we have five very talented teachers who have been nominated by the district and ENEA for Kansas Teaching Awards. And our guests feature elementary and secondary 2025 Kansas Teacher of the Year nominees, the secondary and elementary 2024 Kansas Horizon Award nominees, and the 2024 Emporia Master Teacher, Kansas Master Teacher nominee. Welcome to all of you. We'll get that microphone a little bit closer to you over there. Okay, pull that close to you over there, Kenny. Is that going to work? Okay. All right. Well, we've got Susan Livingston. Let's start with Susan first, social studies teacher, Emporia High School, and the 2025 Kansas Teacher of the Year nominee. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am fantastic this morning.
Well, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about you, a little bit about your background. How did you get into education? Where did you start?
Well, the spark was lit when I was in high school. I had a fantastic teacher, and he just inspired me. And I was one of those rare people that went to school in and out in 4 years and had my bachelor's degree. But, of course, when back then, 30-some years ago, when you graduated with my history degree, most of the history people were coaches, and they were male. And so fate had it that I would get my master's in special education, so that's where I started my career. Taught 21 years in special education with an emphasis in learning disabilities. And then I started out in Nickerson, Kansas, at Nickerson High School, and taught 4 years there, and then moved back here to Emporia, and I've been here ever since. This will be my 26th year here at Emporia High School.
You must love what you do.
I do.
So what was your reaction to the nomination?
Flabbergasted. Very in awe, very humbled, because we have fantastic teachers here in Emporia, Kansas.
Well, what's about the application process? How is that? How's that all evolved?
We have until the early part of November to get everything. It's an online process where we have certain things to fill out, but then we also have letters of recommendation. We have to answer five different questions that really dig into who we are as teachers. And so we have some time to fill those out, and then we'll submit those. And then in early April is when the awards will be announced, I believe, at the regional dinner.
Okay.
So there's district, then regional, then state kind of competition here.
So was it surprising to hear you'd been nominated? Were you surprised?
I was very surprised, and it was actually on my birthday when was announced, so it was a pretty good birthday present.
No doubt about that. What's your favorite part of education?
My favorite part of education, and it really has not changed over the last 30 years, is just that relationship that we get to build with the students and then of the staff and everything. But it's just those moments when, you know, sometimes we try to get through to a kid, but then it's like that magical light goes on and they just light up. Or when you make that connection and they come and see you even when they don't have you anymore.
Yeah.
So at the high school, we get to see that quite a bit.
So you've seen a lot of changes.
I've seen a lot of changes.
During your time in education, is technology, does that come to the top?
That's probably one of the biggest ones.
Yeah.
When I started 30 years ago, writing IEPs, everything was on paper.
Yeah.
Now everything is digital.
Indeed. Well, congratulations, Susan.
Thank you very much.
Obviously, you're doing a great job, and thanks for all you do for the kids.
Oh, thank you.
Bottom line, Susan Livingston, social studies teacher, Emporia High School, 2025 Kansas Teacher of the Year nominee. Well, let's move now to Lana Knuth. Lana's a math teacher at Emporia High School and a 2024 Kansas Master Teacher District nominee. Lana, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about
yourself? I'm doing great. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Absolutely.
So what was your reaction when you found out you've been nominated for Kansas Master Teacher?
Very similar to Susan's. Just very humbled again and excited and, you know, felt the same thing that, you know, there's so many fantastic teachers at Emporia High and in the whole entire district, and it's an honor to be recognized by your peers. So, wonderful.
So how did you get started in education and then venture into the math category?
I didn't have that spark when I was going to school or anything. I wasn't all that motivated as a high school student. I mean, I was involved and I did well and things like that, but I didn't really have this big idea of what I wanted to do. I went to a community college for a couple years, and then I moved home and kind of worked and wasn't sure what I was going to do. And finally, I decided I had to get out of Lawrence and go somewhere else and figure out what I was going to do. So came to Emporia, and I thought, I'm good at math. Let's be a teacher. So luckily, that just pick out of the air turned out really well, and I love what I do. So that's kind of where it started. I started teaching in 2001, so this will be my 23rd year.
Wow.
And it's all been at Emporia High.
So how do you manage to make math fun?
Huh?
How does that work?
I try to get the kids as engaged in it as possible, put the learning in their hands. Not necessarily stand up there like I was taught, you know, take notes.
Yeah.
And example after example after example, and then here you go do your problems. So more activity-based, and again, putting the learning in their hands and circulating the room and trying to get to every single individual and, you know, get it, and asking them what they need and trying to find ways to meet them where they're at. So that's what I try to do.
Is it making math fun or making math easier to understand? How about that?
Oh, yeah. I think it's both. Hopefully both. And, you know, math is a hard subject for a lot of students.
Yeah.
So you got to go into it not thinking, why don't they understand this? Because they don't for some reason, and that's okay. Just because I get it doesn't mean they should get it right off the bat. And so that I am very appreciative that when I started teaching very low-level math And so I've learned that very quickly, that a lot of students need a lot of extra help. And so that was kind of a blessing, starting out in that position and really learning how to break it down for students that don't understand math.
So what's your favorite part of the job?
Definitely. I mean, again, I'm sure we're all going to say this, but the relationships with the students and my peers, the relationships with my students, you know, as they build, because sometimes I think of students where they did not like me at first, or we butted heads, but as we stuck together through it, through the year, and by the end of the year, we were pals and getting along, and they were doing what I needed them to do, and I was doing what they needed me to do. So, and then, of course, there's times where you get students from the past that come back
yeah.
and, you know, tell you how important your relationship was to them. So that's really cool when that happens as well.
Well, Lana, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's exciting. And obviously, you're very good at what you do, and we're very fortunate to have you here at USD 253. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for coming in here this morning. Lana Knuth, math teacher, Emporia High School, Kansas Master Teacher District nominee. Let's talk now to Blair Conley. Blair, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm good.
Blair is a K-2 special education teacher, Riverside Elementary School, and a Horizon Award elementary nominee. So what exactly, Blair, is the Horizon Award?
So the Horizon Award is principals can nominate some teachers within their building, and then the names are given to the district superintendent, who will then select the final two nominees for the district. So it's any first-year teacher who is in their second year of teaching that are seen as being exemplary or outstanding.
So what was your reaction when you found out you had been nominated?
I was shocked. I had to ask my mom, what is this? So I was really taken back, and it really just shows that how honored I am and that my work is being seen.
Well, that's outstanding. Let's talk about your background a little bit. How did you get involved in the education field, Blair?
I became involved when I decided that I wanted to change careers. I was very nervous to dip my toes in the teaching career. I did not think that it was going to be something that I would enjoy. As I got in, I began setting up my classroom. I began seeing the students going day by day, and I have found that I love it. I would recommend it to just about anybody. They can find a spot somewhere. And I just think teaching has been my calling, and I just ignored it for the longest time.
So how do you get involved in the special education field? Because that's obviously a little bit different, too.
Yeah, so I began working with adults with intellectual disabilities. My calling for helping people began in high school. And so after college, went and worked for a company here in town, and then moved into looking at the life skills, special education realm, and landed with working with children instead of adults.
So you get a lot of satisfaction out of that, I'm hearing in your voice.
Yes, I love it. Their little voices, their hugs, the parents' appreciation means everything.
Well, obviously, you're special at what you do, you know, to get this nomination. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That's very exciting. And thanks for coming in here this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks
and
for
good
having.
Luck.
Thank you.
On their own in your Horizon Award. Blair Conley, K-2 special education teacher, Riverside Elementary School. And let's now talk to Allison Jones, theater major, theater teacher, I should say, in Emporia Middle School. Your majoring's done, right?
Majoring is done,
that's
yes.
That's finished. Done. But let's see. Let me get on my list here. I lost my place on my sheet here. There we go. Allison is the theater teacher in Emporia Middle School and a 2024 Kansas Horizon Award secondary nominee. So your reaction when you found out you were nominated?
First reaction, I was a little bit confused. I didn't know what was going on, right? but a quick Google search, you know, I talked to John Martin, our building principal, and things started coming together. So then I was super surprised, super honored, especially when I considered all the other great first-year teachers I knew was coming into the middle school and the high school that same year as me.
Well, so how did you get involved? How did you get your start in education? How'd that all happen?
You know what? I was involved in theater in high school and before, crazy as a theater teacher, I know. But my theater teacher in high school kind of pulled me out into the hall one day and she said, you know, Allie, I think you could be really good at this. And that kind of just sent me in that direction because I had considered education, but not to be a theater teacher, you know. And after that, I was thinking about it. And I was like, yeah, I think that's what I want to do. So, and here I am.
So, how's the process been? How long have you been involved in education?
This is my second year.
Okay.
And it's been great. Yeah.
So, favorite part of your job? What is it?
It's going to sound real repetitive. Okay, but it is. It's seeing those kids every day. They come into my classroom. I get their smiles. I get to geek out to them because I'm talking about something I love, and I get to turn that into something that they, maybe if they don't love it, they still like it and become interested in it. So it's just really cool to, like, spread that love and that joy with these kids that also spark joy. And I have those relationships with. So it's really cool.
So are you seeing a lot of interest in theater?
You know
among
what?
The kids?
I have, right now, because we have quarters, I have less kids. But I have a whole bunch of kids that see me in the hall. I have you next quarter. I'll see you next semester. And they're so excited. I have so many kids. And then we have our after-school theater where I have 70 kids right now doing these fall shows. So it's just great to see that even if I don't have them in class, that I'm still able to make an impact on some of these populations in the school that I might otherwise never have seen before.
Well, Allison, you may lack a little enthusiasm, geeking out, all that's going on. Well, congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you very much.
Obviously, you certainly enjoy what you do and are doing a very good job at Emporia Middle School. That's Allison Jones, theater teacher, Emporia Middle School, and 2024 Kansas Horizon Award secondary nominee. Let's now talk to Connie Coleman, fourth grade teacher, Timmerman Elementary School, 2025 Kansas Teacher of the Year Elementary nominee. Connie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Thanks for coming in here.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Connie and how you got started in the education field.
Well, after I graduated with my master's degree in counseling, and I got hired on down in Hamilton, Kansas, a little small town.
Yeah.
They had kindergarten in the morning, and then I was the K-12 counselor the whole time. So, you know, small schools, that's how things work. And I was there for 12 years, and I also did junior high coaching of volleyball, basketball, track, and cheerleading. Again, in small towns, that's, you
full
know, you take on
right
a lot
there,
of hats there. But I loved it, and it was like a big family down there, and it was a great start to my teaching career. And then I've been here in Emporia ever since. This is my 30th year of teaching. And I've taught grades kindergarten through fourth grade as a classroom teacher, even 1 year remote fourth grade. And then I've also was a strategist for several years and did all the grades K through 5. But I've been at Timmerman most of the time here in Emporia. I was at Village for a few years. But
well, obviously you enjoy what you do to keep at it this long, huh?
Yes, I love it. Yep.
Well, what about your reaction to your nomination? Was it a surprise to you?
Yes. We had a staff meeting, and nobody could figure out what was going on. Like, what did we bring? What's going on? Why are we?
Why is there a staff
meeting? And then we walk in, and we see everybody standing around the room. And we thought, oh, this is big.
In a good way.
Yeah. And, yeah, I was completely shocked.
So excited? You excited about this?
Oh, absolutely. This has been amazing. Yeah, I feel very honored.
So what's the process as far as the application now and what do you have to do?
Well, like Susan said, there's five questions and different things we have to fill out online as the application process and get some letters of recommendation. And that all has to be turned in by November 9th. And then in April, they will, from those applications, we'll pick a regional winner. Yeah. And then after that, in next September, will be the state winner.
So there's still work to do, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But I guess that's okay. It's
worth it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Love it. Yeah.
Well, great. And favorite part of the job? You going to echo what you've heard here this morning?
That, and I just want to say, since I taught kindergarten in Hamilton, all those students are adults now. So when I got nominated, I'm friends with some of them on Facebook, and one of them posted, "This was my kindergarten teacher," you know, and he's like in his 30s now. And so, that meant a lot. And then I got lots of other comments from past students to that, and then I get invited to baby showers and bridal showers, you know, things like that that you teach this long.
Well, that's those relationships, they mean a lot, don't they?
Oh, yeah, and so and even now, students in the hallways that I had last year give up and give me hugs every day, and that's the best thing in the world. So,
well, awesome.
Yep.
Well, congratulations, Connie.
Absolutely. Thank you so
much. Well-deserved to all of you. You know, very talented, and we're very fortunate to have you here in the USD 253 School District, and we appreciate you taking the time to come join us here this morning. Always good to see you. Always good to talk to you. Allison, a very talented field here.
Yes, we are very, very fortunate. Very talented teachers.
Well, indeed. Well, congratulations to you all. Blair Conley, Allison Jones, Lana Knuth, Connie Coleman, Susan Livingston in on the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. We're back next month with another edition of the Showcase brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender with two convenient Emporia locations. It's 8:52. Good morning.
Five Americans detained for years in Iraq.